There is a lot going on in the Bemidji area the next couple of days. We've got many First Friday arts events to cover, but first we are joined here in the KBXE studio by Dr. Beverly Evert to talk about the Bemidji Symphony Orchestra's upcoming performance, A Walk with Peter and Prokofiev, this Sunday, April 3rd at the Bemidji High School Auditorium. Also with us is guest violinist Dr. Everaldo Martinez. Good morning.
Good morning, Tammy.
Thank you.
Dr. Everett, how did you decide on the works of Prokofiev for this performance?
Well, Dr. Martinez and I get to work together over in Bismarck as well, and we wanted to feature him with both orchestras again this year. And so the Prokofiev Violin Concerto was actually his choice to do. And a lot of times this happens where the artist chooses the concerto they want to present, and then we program around that. I love featuring Peter and the Wolf on our standard concerts for people of all ages. Obviously we enjoy doing that work for our children specifically, but it's such a work that people identify with. For so many, it was the first classical piece of music that they ever heard on an LP, or that they ever owned. Their first record that they ever owned was Peter and the Wolf. And so it brings back a lot of memories, and I think will be just a terrific experience for everyone on Sunday.
So the tale of Peter and the Wolf is probably well known to many people, but the orchestral work itself might not be so well known. Do you want to describe what that's like?
Well, the two are really tied together, and Prokofiev actually wrote that narration himself, the standard narration. I think it's been modified a lot of times, and it's so popular. If you go on YouTube, for example, I know it's kind of interesting when we've been doing this recently with the recent death of artist David Bowie, there's a very famous recording of him doing the narration that I think a lot of people have been drawn to quite recently. And the music is just lovely because it is depicting the story, and each character in the story is defined by an instrument or sections of instruments in the orchestra. And so that throughout the story, as it goes on in the performance, then you hear those themes and kind of identify with them. And I think it teaches people about music in that way. It teaches them about the color of the instruments, and it teaches them how to listen for these themes throughout a performance. And I think it helps them feel more connected to it.
And is this one of the reasons that you are admitting children kindergarten through 12th grade free? And also that particular piece will be earlier in the performance, you said.
It is. We have a great arrangement here with the Bemidji School District, and we're so grateful that we get to perform in the hall at the Bemidji High School. And so the free admission for the kids, for the students, that's for all of our concerts, actually.
Oh, okay.
And so this one, just in particular, I think would really be one that the younger folks would like. And we did put that on the first half in case someone has a very young child that might not, be able to sit through a whole performance,
right,
but that would love to come to that first half. It'll probably be around maybe 40 minutes or so long, the first half.
And Dr. Martinez, this is a returning trip to Bemidji for you. And this time you'll be performing Prokofiev's Violin Concerto No. 2. Why this piece?
Well, first, thank you for having us. For me, it's really enjoyable to be here in Bemidji again. It's a very nice place, and I love working with Beverly. It's a almost long collaboration that we're having, and it's just a pleasure to be here. This piece is one of those pieces that, as a performer, you always love to have the opportunity to play, because it's full of everything you would want in a piece. It has drama, it has craziness, it has stillness and peaceful moments. It has really energetic and aggressive moments. So the piece is full all of different dimensions of the emotional soul of humanity, and it's well crafted. The orchestration is a piece that the orchestra is not really as traditionally as easier as you would think. The orchestra part has a lot of work and they have to really concentrate through the whole piece. And so it's very challenging for the orchestra, it's very challenging for the conductor, and it's very challenging for the solo player. So that give us a give me as a solo player not just the desire to play it, but the challenge and take it, you know, seriously to bring it to what it deserved to be.
Now, I read up that both of you do some composing on your own, and I'm just kind of curious what that process is like, how you come up with your own original music.
Every time is different, I will say, and for every person is different. You know, composition is something that you organize sounds and you develop your own structures and your own concept. So music is basically a tool to express intimacy of your emotions and whatever they are. So every piece is different, I would say. Every orchestration or every assignment you have, for example, if it is a chamber piece for piano or violin or for a full orchestra. So I would say if it is a violin solo piece, I would probably sit down a lot with the concept of the piece, the structure, figure out what is it that I really want to say and how to say it, and work from there and see what happens.
Do you have a favorite style of music to compose?
Yeah, that's a hard one to say. I will say, you know, for a classical violinist, I actually like all type of style. I in my church where I go, I play some techno music with the people, and I arrange for strings playing with that kind of style of music. And I play some jazz and some other rock music. And so it is hard to say exactly what I will sit and just narrow down to what I like. But as one of my teachers used to say, my favorite piece is the one that I'm working on.
And I would totally agree. My composition has been pretty limited compared to Everaldo's. Mine has been for film specifically. And so that is a different kind of process where you're very much guided towards what's going on in the film. And but I would agree. And I've actually gotten to conduct. I think we did an arrangement of Amazing Grace a while back for solo violin and orchestra that Everaldo composed. And so it's just so fun to work. For me, it's such a pleasure and an honor to get to work with somebody who's so diverse, in because that brings so much to the table. It brings so much to his leadership. He's the concertmaster for our orchestra in Bismarck, and conducts our youth orchestras there, which have just exploded with kids. And so it's you know, every piece of music informs the next. And so, you know, working on Mozart informs how we play Prokofiev, and working on Prokofiev informs how we play Stravinsky, and so on. And so having someone with such a broad view of music and of the world really is a gift.
So what would you like listeners, new and seasoned, who attend the performance on Sunday to take away from that?
Oh, I think they're going to take away, like Everaldo was saying, that just the wide gamut of emotion that the music is going to present. You know, we begin the program with a little overture by Mozart, and I think people will love that. It's got all the energy and all the kind of flavor of Mozart. And then we do these Prokofiev pieces back to back, and it's interesting because I think when you've heard the Peter and the Wolf right there and then have a little intermission and then come back and hear the violin concerto, you're going to hear not the exact themes, but certain stylistic features of Prokofiev in that violin concerto that the audience is going to recognize, and I think maybe identify with the violin concerto in a different way than if it were framed with another piece of music. And so I hope they can take away that and take away the artistry of Everaldo, what he was talking about. You know, in some of the traditional concertos, I won't say the orchestra parts are easy, but they're very much a background accompaniment to the solo part. And in this particular concerto, everybody's in it together. It's like a real team effort, and I think that the audience will sense that from the performance, and they're part of it too. You know, the audience is always such a huge component of what we do, and we feel their energy on the stage. And so that's what I guess, to answer your question, I've kind of circled around that, but I hope that they can feel that they have truly had an experience themselves, that they've somehow been involved in this and not just sitting there kind of passively listening, but that they've been really involved in the storyline of Peter and the Wolf and then the activity going on in the concerto.
And what is the Bemidji High School auditorium like to perform in? Is that a good space?
It's a wonderful space. The acoustic is great. It's visually appealing. It has everything that we need in terms of technical equipment. We've been able to do some really extraordinary things in there with choruses and with multimedia and all of that together. So there's enough physical space to fit a large orchestra in there and a chorus at times. The acoustic is wonderful in the way that there's not a bad seat in there. So it's general seating, but there's no place that's bad. Every place is visually and acoustically great.
Thank you so much for coming in today. That was Dr. Beverly Everett, conductor of the Bemidji Symphony Orchestra, along with guest violinist Dr. Everaldo Martinez. Dr. Martinez will be joining the Bemidji Symphony Orchestra to present A Walk with Peter and Prokofiev this Sunday, April 3rd at 3 p.m. at the Bemidji High School Auditorium. And I believe tickets are still available.
Yes.
Great. And students grades K through 12 are admitted free. You can find the Bemidji Symphony Orchestra online or on Facebook or call Northern Community Radio at 800-662-5799. For more information. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we've got lots of other Bemidji First Friday events to cover. Before you check out the Bemidji Symphony Orchestra performance, you'll want to check out two events that focus on young artists. The Watermark Art Center presents the 16th annual Bemidji Area High School Show. Through the month of April, it'll showcase the talents of Bemidji's youth, featuring a variety of mediums, including photography, painting, mixed media, and more. I got a chance to check this out yesterday as they were setting up, and there's some really great art there, some really talented artists. There's sculptures, there's woodcut prints, and one of the really neat things that they've got set up are these folding chairs that students have painted. One really nice one has like a tree on the seat, and it just kind of branches out further into the other areas of the chair. So those are all set up too. And it's a really great exhibit. There will be a People's Choice Award announced at 6 p.m. Voting for that is going to run from 4 to 5:30. So definitely check that out. There's a lot of young talent there. And at the Bemidji Public Library, they've also got a children's watercolor show and open house today from 3 to 5. And that is a collaborative work of Hope House Teaching Assistants and children from the City of Bemidji Parks and Recreation, Headwater Science Center, and the Little Flowers Group at St. Philip's Church. Artists will be available at that open house to discuss their work, and the show will be available for viewing through the month of April. The Wild Hare Bistro and Coffee House will present the exhibit An Armenian Family Along the Silk Road, An Artisan Journey by Janet Reith Najarian. This will run April 1st through May 3rd, and it's going to feature the history of Armenian silkwork and trade along the ancient Silk Road, with a special focus on historical textile work in Armenia a century ago and the modern-day continuation and expression of that heritage. The exhibit will include hand-painted and hand-dyed silk textiles alongside displays of the landscape, history, and culture of Armenia. The opening reception is from 3 to 5 today. There will be Armenian coffee and traditional refreshments, and to complement the theme, the Wild Hare will feature a savory Armenian cuisine lunch special today. And I also got a chance to stop by there as Janet was setting up her display. And it's going to be quite detailed. There are lots of works, lots of silk works and textiles, and it's going to be really interesting. There's just a lot of information and artwork that goes along with that show. Finally, Dunn Brothers Coffee will present a large-scale oil-on-canvas paintings by artist Kitty Ballard. Ballard is a graduate of Bemidji State University with degrees in visual arts and biology. This body of work was a culmination of studies done on butterfly specimens killed for research and highlights the great paradox of killing something in order to understand it better. You can meet Kitty Ballard during the opening reception this evening from 4 to 6. And that's just a taste of what's going on for First Friday Arts in Bemidji. Our Bemidji Symphony Orchestra interview and First Friday Art Roundup has been a part of Area Voices'